In today's episode, we're going to be talking about preloading, kind of the do's, the don'ts, kind of all that stuff right there, and kind of going more in depth into kind of our struggles and processes around this right here, and kind of our ups and downs through the process, and what we've kind of figured out, and trying to basically working through a lot of things on our side. So make sure you stay tuned to learn more about it.
Three of the best purchases we've made to grow and protect our rental business. Number one, rental, a rental platform that works as your website to manage your business. Number two, we have A to B, gas cards for your employees to manage fleet expenses. We've been swiping ever since 2020. Number three is going to be Next Insurance, business insurance that has saved us tens of thousands of dollars. We have been protected ever since 2019. Check out the show's notes and sign up through the links. It costs you nothing to sign up for rental and A to B. Insurance quotes are free from Next Insurance. Doing this helps the podcast grow. Thank you all for your support and love.
Welcome to the Rental Boys Podcast. Your host here, Xavier Kelly, and my partner.
What's up, guys? Eddie Salceda.
In our podcast, we talk about tips and tricks to help you along in your party rental business. Me and Eddie currently run a party rental business in the DFW area, where we do a little bit less than $400,000 a year. We just started about a year and a half ago, and this podcast is really built for those who are trying to get started and grow in the industry. Question is to preload or not to preload?
It's getting done anyways. Loading is getting done.
Yeah.
Whether you do it beforehand or not.
Yeah. What's the
advantage?
What's the draw on it? Because you start later, which means you get put in traffic later, which means that it's more likely for people to forget things because people are rushing to get out on there. So, this right here is going to be interesting talking, and this is actually, I'm going to give credit to, I actually don't have his name, actually, but one guy I seen on YouTube, and he was specifically talking about this right here. It kind of got me interested, because I seen his thing just pop up on my feed one day, and I was like, oh, it's pretty interesting. Let me look into this. And he was talking about more specifically on kind of how they set up their routes and stuff like that, but I thought the more interesting part was about just him getting his stuff preloaded, and just gave me the idea that, because me and Eddie at one point we've pushed preloading, we had preloading done. Preloading makes every single body's jobs easier on that for the most part when it's done right, but that's the problem when it's done right, and
yeah, and also the expectation too, because it depends. Because like the next guy is like, oh, well, he preloaded it, so I'm gonna go ahead and do my thing. And he gets the delivery spot, and oh shoot, I'm short chairs or a table.
Yeah, so also making a way for people to go through and identify if stuff is loaded. But even on his truck, I seen that there things. It was no way to actually check when I looked on his vehicle because it was just packed on there.
Yeah,
but I did notice that, more specifically that maybe having someone just extremely competent in that area, and that's one thing I don't think. I think we had just busybodies who work that thing overnight who might not have been, a more self-managed type, or who people you need to manage at night, too much to say, and not just kind of like very particular. But we did have one guy at one time. I think he was very, very exact.
Gary?
Yeah, Gary was very exact.
The one that wanted to kill us?
Yeah.
Couldn't give him ice?
Couldn't give him ice, yes. Like, what? But, like, besides, I think he was very, very particular about it. Only problem, I think he just was a lot older, and he tried to sleep in the warehouse way too many days. So, like, we would get there in the morning, and he would still be there in the morning.
Yeah, but I didn't think he had, like, anybody, so he's probably just wanted to be wanted or part of something, so that's probably why he stayed there.
Yeah, and so in the morning he would help finish off stuff that wasn't done, but most stuff was already kind of done. He just kind of helped the guys kind of get going, which, I mean, it was very interesting. At that time right now, I believe, like, because preloading allows you to get out faster, and if you, everyone knows, if you can hit the road at around, like, 6, that means you can be at some place at around 7, and you can get in the area. Because most times, if you got everything in your truck and you get in the area, the stuff gets done faster. The only issue is that, like you know, you like you have to be the size or you have to have enough vehicles, which I think that was an issue too, because like we have a like all our vehicles are running every single day. We get another vehicle is probably because it's too late on that part, and that's the whole thing probably on resource allocation that you know we're probably working through, because like I feel like we've always been punching above our weight class on everything for the most part on that stuff. It's just like we don't have a whole bunch of tents, but they go out so much though.
Up down.
Yeah, we really recycle them and bring them through. Yeah. On that part, and we don't really have anything that doesn't get used for the most part. I don't really see anything. Even like we got some director's chairs, and I see them going back out. I thought it was like a one time thing. Yeah, I thought it was like a one time thing, and then I seen like they got rented out twice in the future again. And I guess people want director's chairs for stuff too. So I was like, okay, that's cool. But just pre-loan. So like, hey, talk about the time when we talking about like, you know, the guy that you were like, can I count on you? And you forgot his name.
Oh yeah.
But talk about the experience you had with him.
The experience I had with him?
Because he did pre-loading and movement. But I guess we should talk about how our system works. Because our system is probably way different than everybody else's. I don't recommend this. Let's talk about how our three locations work.
Okay, so how our three location works. Our inventory system is one whole. It's not individual. So we'll have inventory of all three locations in our back-end system. And we depend on our warehouse crew to give us a count and let us know what's where. And then also whenever we're doing like pickups and moving stuff back to the warehouse, we get an idea like on certain items where they're at. And so anyways, we use that system, and it's been going pretty good. I think there's a couple of things we're going to throw in there to make it even better.
It's been going bad, but
it's been pretty good. It's been worse.
It's been going bad from a standpoint compared to like if everything's in one location. Yeah. But it's been going great from a sales perspective.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because like we can sell the stuff to other people. Because I think it's one thing we've noticed is like people say, oh, you're way over there. Never mind. I don't want to do business with you. And we lost a lot of stuff in Fort Worth because of that. So now we have a place in Fort Worth. So we win a lot of it now. But anyways, back to the guy that we were talking about. What's his name anyways? I always forget it. See, you don't even know his name.
DeAndre? Well, it's been, we have a lot of employees. Yeah. We had a lot of employees. It was like over a year and a half ago.
Yeah, well, it was funny though, because I think I was, the one thing I do is I have meetings all the time with the guys. So one thing is I get them in a big circle. And I think at that time I was like going through each person, but I was calling them out by name. I was like, all right, Kobe, can I trust you and do your job and handle everything? He's like, yes. And I go down the line, and then to this day, I don't even remember what his name was, but I'm like,
Dante.
Man, he was funny.
He was funny.
Yeah, he was really funny. He was something else.
Yeah.
So yeah, Dante. And then everything got quiet. Everyone was laughing.
People started laughing. It was like, he's not going to be here.
He's not going to be here long. But no, he did good. The thing is, he, like you said, he would come in at night times. He would make moves. Sometimes they weren't, you know, the exact things we wanted to be done. I think he just needed a little bit more managing versus the style that we had, which we depend on the people to kind of do what needs to be done. But yeah, I think it's a good system. You just got to find like the right person, either that or, you know, change up the process a little bit to make it easier so that people can kind of run through the stuff. But basically, that's what we're doing right now. We're coming up with new systems to make it easier for people to move stuff. And I think we're working on the third shift, getting the guys to move stuff around. I think we're going to get two more people to handle that, because right now what we're doing is everything is like internally throughout the day. Like when the guys, drivers finish up, we ask them to do that. But one thing that what we discussed last couple of days is like, yeah, for some people it's great because, you know, they want money. But other people, they're just trying to do the bare minimum. And when they're done with their tasks, they don't want to do anything else. And so I think the new guys coming in and specifically doing that on the third shift is really going to help out.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing just we set the expectation. They get here, we get them out, and we kind of go back to our original model that me and Eddie talked about first, is getting the guys in and out. Because it just, I'm not gonna lie, the way that we do it, we're starting to see the fruits from the tree now. I would say the benefits, the fruits of our labor now. But at first, it was very, very difficult. I don't recommend anybody does this at all right now at this point. But not just because we're going to win with this model too, but more.
I think it's very difficult. I think we've learned that it's super difficult, and you have a higher chance of failing than succeeding with this style.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, it is very challenging because it limits certain things. First things like. At your regular, if you have one warehouse, you can have one person there, and that one person can take the customer orders and do stuff, or two people. Like for us, we have three locations. We have three people at minimum needs to be at each one over there, and your inventory is spread around on there, so it makes it difficult between things. But what it does allow us to do is to have a good source in each area where people can do customer pickups, which I think we make up a lot of the stuff from doing customer pickups in the area. But the thing is though, like if you miss actually having someone bring the stuff over, it can lead to something, you know, where people don't have their stuff there for customer pickups because the stuff has been moved around. And the craziest thing for us is that we've been injecting more and more equipment into the system, but there's still, you know, we still don't have enough equipment in the system. Sometimes it feels like, well, you can just know that you're fine, because as soon as you get enough in there, demand rises to the occasion. Like the supply increases the demand of it.
Especially now, this busy season. I think it's a little fun. I think if we had any kind of item, it would go out. Mm-hmm. We just added like margarita machines, and it's going to be flying out the shelves too here sure soon.
Yeah, I never thought we would have that.
I knew we would eventually. Because we love snow cones. Well, not snow cones. We love slushies, so yeah, we just won't put any liquor in it.
So it's just kind of that part. But one thing I did like about our last situation is that we did have a guy who did preloading and delivered it. And who knows, maybe that is a thing. And I realized, like, we did a tent, and they preloaded all the stuff on the tent things. And then I allow Eddie and Brandon to go take down a tent, or to go put up a tent with a couple guys. And I feel like they got it down pretty fast earlier in the day, if I would say. It was because they had to wait. Even they had to wait to get there and everything like that and all the stuff like that. But they got they were able to get it out and done. And they didn't have to spend too much time preloading. Because the problem when you load in the morning is that if anything goes wrong, it adds to your time. And the whole thing, the guy I was talking about too, was kind of preaching kind of the whole thing about preloading the day before, which allows you to have everything ready in that, and you can be able to go in the morning. Because, like, think about it. Like, imagine the team gets into town when they're playing a game, say it's the Cowboys. They fly into Washington, and then they get there the day of the game. Like, if anything's forgotten, anything's missed, or someone misses the plane flight, it's, like, it's over. You can't do it. And that's the one thing I do like about it more. I think on our model, too, because we have the drivers kind of loading stuff up, too, we might have to be readjusted on this part right here. But we're trying to build a system that we can replicate out and you do in many different places for the most part. So I think we'll be able to figure it out. But I do see the whole point. And I like the whole thing, too. If you have a good-sized vehicle of going through, and like we used to do, and obviously preloading the stuff from the last stop to the first stop and kind of routing everything together, I do think that works out pretty well. The only thing we've seen, you can get more stuff if you stack all the chairs and stuff together, but having all the specialty items kind of separated does help out in how you get to everything and kind of getting more in depth into that. Because I think that's one thing that, like, as we round out our system, that we're really going to be pushing forward more on is really building out these systems of getting everything loaded, getting everything gone. And also, too, it just makes the whole experience better, a lot more things. Because you have someone's responsible for truck six. Truck six makes sure everything have everything on there. The stuff they have on there look good and ready to go. It's placed together. All the pieces are on there. I think that right there can lead to having higher quality items go out and giving higher quality service to each person, which should then allow them to refer us to more people so we can get more equipment and keep running the cycle.
Yeah.
on there. And our whole point right now is to build everything we can do in a repeatable fashion, so we can process across, for the most part. And on the next episode, we're gonna talk to you guys more about the grand plan. Bring y'all a little insight into like what our grand plan is and how you guys can be a part of it in the future. But I do recommend preloading, especially if you're at if you have one location. It can literally change everything that you do. It's done. When we had one location, it was a big factor. Now we're trying to preload and get stuff together for three locations, which is making it a lot more difficult and stuff like that. Because we're trying to get everything into the location, make sure everything's there. And then the next step will be make sure it gets preloaded on there. So what do you think, Eddie? Preload or to not preload?
Obviously preload. Like I said, we need to maybe get a little bit systems in place. That way, the human error can kind of be taken out of the factor, because I think that's one thing that we've seen is just people, you know, they say, well, I didn't do this, so it's this person's fault. And then now we're over there arguing with everybody. So, yeah, definitely preload, because it's a very good feeling. I think you and me know this. Even when we were first starting off, we would preload stuff when we were tired. Then when we come in fresh in the morning versus using our main energy to get all this stuff loaded up, we're using it at the actual stops, and we can go a little bit longer, and we're kind of have a fresh mind. We don't make as many mistakes because we're just focusing on the basics is what we know, like delivering and giving good quality service. So for sure, preload. I think preloading is the way to go.
Yeah, and if you are going to preload, if you have a lot of trucks or more trucks than you can actually can do, and that's kind of what your beefy part is, then it'll be a lot easier, because you can go ahead and start literally pre-doing the routes from the day before and everything like that, and have your warehouse team while they're there, if they have everything clean and ready to start loading it up and signing it off on it. If you don't have that, you need to bring someone in for a third shift to come in and work and get those situated, which will be a little more difficult. But also, too, I think eventually how it seemed like I know one of our competitors, I don't know if it's much to compete with us, but one of the bigger companies here in the area that we're in called Marquee, they're also in Chicago. I know their warehouses that they have up in Chicago, they run that warehouse 24 hours a day. People are there all day. And I think as you get bigger and bigger, I think that's kind of how it's going to seem to work, where people are going to come in third shift, get stuff ready, and you're going to be doing more and more things like that.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll go through it. But thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys can start preloading your trucks and stuff, or your vehicles, whatever you're using the day before, so you can be ready to jet out and start off early in the morning, and getting people, you know, their stuff on time in good condition. So make sure you guys like, review, follow, do all that stuff, and reach out to us if you have any questions. This is Xavier, and I'll see you in the next one.
See ya. Zeddy.
Thank you guys for listening to the Rental Boys podcast. If you haven't already, please drop a review for us. You know, we would love to hear from you. And I think somewhere on here you can leave messages, you know, hit that up too as well, and subscribe and come back for more. We'll see you guys in the next episode.